The next presentation in our PM Summit is the role of IR governance in stage gates. That's going to be presented by Kevin Lyday and Joseph Ney. Kevin Lyday is the Associate Director for Information Resources in the Office of Public Health Preparedness and Response. He is a member of the CDC Information Resources Governance Council and the co-chair for the Council's Enterprise Performance and Review Committee. Kevin is a certified information systems security professional, a project management professional, and a certified information privacy professional for the government. Joseph Ney is the Associate Director of the Office of Surveillance, Epidemiology, and Laboratory Services, Program Execution Office, where he's responsible for leading the portfolio management and project execution efforts for the organization. Joseph is certified as a project management professional and information security, information systems security professional.
Thank you. Everybody still awake?
Yeah.
Okay. This is good stuff. I'm enjoying it.
I'm not awake yet.
You're not awake yet.
Is this on?
All right. First, I want to point out something I think is just wonderful, and Kevin knows what I'm about to point out. Can everybody see Kevin's T-shirt? This is a man who loves EPLC.
Zazzle.com. Zazzle. Does everybody have their Waffle House placemat with them? We do want to point out one thing. There is actually two different sides. The one that says tailored is actually one example of an approved pre-tailored framework approach for IT projects below 250 as a 1,000 as a recommended with low risk and low complexity. And on the other side is the full framework. And we're going to be referencing the full framework side. So if you're sure to have this, and then make sure you take it into the cafeteria for lunch, and you can place it down, and you can keep the table clean.
And as you can tell, Kevin and I, in an effort to show how the EPLC is tailorable, are tailoring our presentation. Rather than me going and him going, or him going and me going, we're going to be kind of tag teaming this as we go through the presentation. Oh, there it is. Okay, it wasn't up yet. All right. I'll let you go start.
Well, first of all, I was reflecting on this topic, and I realized... Good morning. ...that I had been doing stage gate reviews, and I know Joe's doing them because he's got kids at home. I remember when I had my first one, it was about this tall... And it was bedtime, and he would come in, and I'd say, "Are you ready for bed?" Now, this is my project manager. And he's doing like this. "Did you brush your teeth?" "Yes, executive leader." "Did you wash behind your ears?" "Yes, I did." "Okay, go to bed." Why? I trusted that they are doing what they said they would do. 10 years later, when I'm paying the dental bills for the cavities, it dawned on me that when the second one came along, I would say to them, "Have you brushed your teeth?" And they would. Then I said, "Come here." That's called a stage gate. Trust but verify.
And the critical partner goes and feels the bristles of the toothbrush to make sure they're wet.
The subject matter experts. So in this graphic, we just want to talk about that we have a structure of governance here at CDC. This is at the enterprise level, that we have three domains that three committees of domained areas, which we have specialized areas that are focusing on implementation of different things within IR governance at the CDC to kind of transfer the responsibility. This is a federated model, which means we have our executives, but they have decided to push the authority for review of projects down to the program areas, the businesses that really understand the needs of CDC, and so that it's not just a dictatorial review, but rather a federated or shared responsibility. That's just a big graphic that says that.
All right. Each national center should have their own governance council. They should have their own IR governance process and structures. They should each have their own critical partners. Sandra is in the process of making sure we all have those and getting the names and getting all the information around those, which is wonderful. Their role is to perform stage gates at the office or National Center level. Anything under $1 million has been delegated down to them to do all the stage gates. Now, we talk about the role of the enterprise stage gates to doing the diamonds, the gold diamonds, or yellow diamonds. I like gold better.
I like rhombus.
So doing the diamonds at the enterprise level. One of the things I wanted to make sure that we emphasize from a local governance perspective is that doesn't alleviate the local governance of their responsibilities in those stage gates. They really should be actually reviewing those before it goes up to the enterprise level. And they should be able to establish, the local government should be able to establish reporting mechanisms, metrics, and tracking mechanisms to ensure these stage gates are going on and ensure that all the processes are taking place. The local governance has a tremendous role in EPLC.
And so now we'll turn your attention back to your Waffle House placemats once again to the full framework. And if you will look at the swim lane titled Review Gates, and we'll begin our test by asking the question, true or false, every stage gate is a transition from one phase to the next. True or false? Anybody saying true? Raise your hand proudly.
John.
Everybody saying false. John. Sit down and keep quiet. You'll notice there's actually a couple that it's a mid-phase review, so that's why we didn't call them. It took me a year to figure this out. This is why we don't call them phase gates, because you're not always transitioning from one phase to the other, but rather it's simply a gate by which at 10 points along the life of your IT project, in this case, we have a stop, and we're going to check for whether the toothbrush is still wet and whether the teeth have been brushed. So we have 10, and what you'll see here, and I'm just going to point out very quickly, you have two different colors. You have the rhombus, and you have the triangle. The triangle, what we call more minor, those are able to be delegated. In the case of CDC, and I'm going to let Joe talk about local governance here in a second. In the case of CDC, CDC governance has delegated the blue triangle gates down to local governance. So in other words, those gates will never go up to full CDC governance, and the yellows will come to CDC governance, with one exception: for projects who have a value of less than $1 million per fiscal year, none of the gates are conducted at the CDC level. Joe?
So we just talked a little bit about what a stage gate is and what we do. It's an evaluation process. It's to ensure that the project has met the criteria for that particular stop point. It's not a it's somewhat of a milestone, but it's not a transition piece. It's a stop point to say, all right, we're going to stop right here and look at the project. Has it met the criteria that we feel it should have met at this point in time? And that's from a leadership standpoint. One of the critical things I want to make sure that we go back to Walt's discussion earlier, that we want to make sure that it meets the customer's expectation, that meets the business owner's expectation at each of those stop points and times. When you talk about the critical partners, all the critical partners are important. That's why they're critical. But if you meet 8 out of 9 critical partners and all 8 out of 9 say yes, and your business owner says, this isn't even half of what I want, you're not even close to being successful. So if you meet half of what the security says, you can work on that if your business owner's happy. But if your business owner's not happy with where you're at at that point in time, you have no hope. And you got to go back and figure out how you're going to do that, how you're going to work with your customer. So it is a collaborative practice. You have to engage your stakeholders. Communication paramount in a project manager's life. If you can't communicate, you're dead in the water. You have to be able to communicate with your critical partners, with your executive leadership, with your business owners and your customers. This is a phase driven. This is as John pointed out, you have at the end of each phase, there's 3 options. There's approved, yay, you're happy, everybody moves on. There's approved with conditions, all right, you're doing well, but you're struggling in these areas. We're going to let you move on, but you need to address these areas. Or there's discontinue. There's a go, no-go point your customer says, I'm sorry, you had my requirements, but this isn't even coming close to what I want, you need to go back. And those are the types of things. You have to have that, you have to emphasize that, that continuing process. And as you're moving into this, you're moving into the next phase, into the next area for the stage gate, and you want to make sure you're ensuring success. One of the things I want to, that I always emphasize to people, EPLC is not extra work. A lot of people, when I first saw it, I thought it was. I thought, here's another unfunded mandate that's going to cause us to do a lot of extra work. As I started getting educated on what EPLC is, there's a reason why we have this project management summit and we're focusing on EPLC. EPLC is industry best practices for project management. It's the health of your project. That's what we're working on here, the transparency and the health of your project. We're not trying to add more work. If you weren't producing a requirements document for your projects before EPLC, your projects were probably in trouble. If you weren't reviewing with your critical partners before EPLC, and I can, Joe is probably saying, if you weren't talking security before EPLC, you weren't getting an application out the door. I was a former ISSO. I know that. I went back and told projects, they're like, oh, we're ready to develop. We've developed this project. We're ready to go. We're ready to deploy. And I'm going, you haven't talked to me about doing a CNA? You're not ready to deploy. You have to go do rework. EPLC is about the health of your project and moving that forward. And that's what these stage gates are to do, is to give you stopgap points to ensuring that you're making sure your projects continue forward.
And for me, just EPLC is my life. Let's go back to my children for a moment. Once my children learned that I was verifying, my child would come to me and I would say, are you ready for bed? And they would say, yes, look at my teeth, look at my hair, look at my... They were proud. They had done all the things that they had to do. They were fully transparent. However, the ones that were not washing their hair and behind their ears and brushing their teeth were skulking around the corner looking to see if Daddy was at home, so they knew that they were going to be asked if they were ready for bed. So what is the purpose of doing a teeth check, better known as a stage gate? Full transparency, and if you are doing things the way you're supposed to be doing it, you should be proud to have Daddy check your teeth. Right? It's only those projects that are skulking and slithering and sneaking around, they've got something to hide.
And none of us have those projects.
None of those are CDC, let me be very clear. So what is the purpose of doing stage gates? It provides full and open transparency. Anybody should be able to examine whatever we're doing, and we should be able to explain it, and people should understand it and concur that it's a good thing, it's for the betterment of the agency, and it's being well managed. Is there any disagreement with that? Please stand up and wave your hands. Okay, we can share. Second is, the most dangerous project is a project in which the project manager is the only one who knows what's going on. The business owners are not involved, and the executive leadership has no clue. The point of StageGate is to keep the executive leadership, the business owners, the benefactors of your project, fully informed so that you can continue to have their buy-in to move forward. Have any of you ever experienced a project where it seemed like the project team was the only one that knew what was going on? This is what we're trying to prevent. Second, what's the thing that sinks most projects? Come on, project managers. Everyone's got a PMP. Yell out. Unknown risks that come to fruition. That is the torpedo that sinks the ship. Another purpose of StageGate is to make fully visible any potential risks so the business owners understand what those are and can work with the project team to mitigate those risks to help make sure that project stays healthy. 10-4. Amen? All right, can I have some amen, brother, every once in a while, just so I know that you're awake. And finally, and this is probably the piece that causes the most hairs on the back of the necks, is you're going to be held accountable. Ooh, people hate to be accountable.
Amen.
But
Yeah, Kevin, I'm actually going to disagree with you there. If you're
doing good
project management, are you worried about being held accountable? If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're following the processes, are you worrying about someone asking you if you're doing what you're doing?
No.
That's right. You don't mind having anybody checking your cleanliness of your
exactly.
team. Because, you know, you're doing the right thing. That's exactly right, though. If you are doing things, you don't have to worry about accountability. It's when you're not doing things that you're being held accountable. So we're going to check those teeth.
Now, before we jump on the next slide, I'm going to add, we have a little bit of time here, so I'm going to add a little bit of ad lib, and I think we're going to be okay with that. One of the things that, the other thing, when EPLC first came out, some of my project managers, and some of you are in the room here, so I'm going to call you out, not by name, though.
Yeah, Teresa, we're not going to mention any names.
Or Landy, no. Some of my project managers went, well, this is so much rigor. It's so structured, you know, where is the flexibility?
That's why they call it rigor mortis.
I know, you know.
Oh, come on, that wasn't that bad.
One of my favorite quotes that I've ever heard was uniformity precedes flexibility. If you want to have the flexibility to tailor the process, if you want to have the ability to customize things, you need to have a structured process approach. And you have to have that process that's standard and repeatable. And the reason is that's how we learn. That's how we learn to do things right. Once we've learned to do things right, then we can say, hey, you know, if we tweak it here, it might improve things. And then we can tweak and we can customize and we can tailor. EPLC is all about tailoring. But it is also all about uniformity. To ensure that we have the standardized approach so that when we do that tailoring, we don't lose anything important. And I think that's a critical point there. We want the customization. We want the tailoring. But we don't want to lose anything critical that would add risk to our project. We want to be able to identify risk early, mitigate it, and get rid of it. That's the whole thing. So we want to make sure that we look at this from that perspective. We're not trying to control anybody. We're trying to enable you to be able to tailor, enable you to be able to be flexible, and enable you to be able to be better do your jobs within the framework.
Can we get an amen there, brother? Amen. Consistency and repeatability gives us evaluation criteria consistent by which to evaluate everybody on an even keel, right? Oh, that was a profound moment there. Everybody got that written down, right? Okay. Are we on to the next slide yet?
We are.
All right. So we're going to just very quickly, I kind of mentioned this earlier, cover the thresholds of whether CDC reviews the stage gate or whether the local governance. First of all, Joe, I think, alluded to this. Personally, even if my project has to go to CDC for a gate, my local governance is going to review that same gate and before it goes up, because we want to make sure our local governance knows what we're doing. But just to summarize again, I think I hit this. Any project whose annual value is more than $1 million will have the four major gates reviewed by CDC governance. We're going through a period of review right now to determine exactly what the appropriate body is to review this. But all you need to know is that if your project exceeds $1 million a year, it's going to go to CDC governance for the four major gates. I think that's really all we needed to say about that particular slide.
Now, on a local governance level, anything under $1 million, and as I said, I recommend all processes go through review processes. Now, prior to my time with OCELS, I was at the former entity known as CCID. And CCID has close to 200 projects. I'm looking for Nabil. I don't know if he's in the audience. But CCID as a whole had close to 200 projects. Of those 200 projects, probably 180 of them were under that $1 million threshold. Of that 180, probably about 150 were under about $250,000 annually. Now, I don't know who you have on your governance boards at your national centers or your offices. At OCELS, we have our senior leadership. They really don't want to see a lot of these $50,000, $100,000 projects, they want to see a report saying that they've been reviewed. By delegating, you have the authority within your office or national center to actually set up some thresholds within there as well, so that you can delegate the blue triangles to your project managers for the review. You can delegate down some of those reviews based on thresholds, based on whatever criteria you particularly want to set. As long as you go back to what I said earlier, you have a reportable process, traceability, and accountability in there. You can actually go back and say, yes, we had 150 projects. They were reviewed at these phases, and they were reviewed by this particular body, and this is how they were reviewed. You have to be able to account for it. But you have the flexibility in these stage gate reviews on those smaller projects to delegate those down and to ensure that you have the ability and the bandwidth to do that. You don't want to burden your national center directors reviewing projects that they really are going, why am I looking at this one? When really all they want to see is a report saying, yeah, those projects were reviewed and my critical partners reviewed them and the people who I've set up to understand these reviewed them. So you want to make sure that as you do these stage gates, we use our brains, that we actually look at how we're addressing those stage gates at a national center level. Now, if you have a $900,000 project, your national center is probably going to want to see that. Your national center director is probably going to see that. Your full IR governance is going to want to see that. So you got to make sure that you're evaluating that and let your governance council help create these criteria. Let them determine what they want to see and what they don't want to see.
Now, I'm going to change things just a little bit. And I said, what was the threshold before a project went to CDC governance? Most of the time. There are two exceptions you need to be aware of. Those of you who are already calculating in your brain how I can make my project $999,992 per year and have no projects over $1 million. Well, we got you. First, the full governance, CDC governance, has the right to call any one project from your project area to the full CDC review process, even if it's less than $1 million a year, just to ensure that you're doing full proper EPLC. And second exception would be the call you don't want to receive is because your project is more than 20% off the baseline. That is the unpleasant call up to CDC governance. So for those of you who have a small project, they're still apt to be called. If there's something we want to understand, there's a concern, there's very high visibility, we still may ask for a review at the CDC level. And if it's been reported that your project is more than 20% off the baseline, you're going to get the call. So just be aware of those two little hooks that we have there to get you up to the CDC level if necessary. We're going to talk just a little bit about this, and I'm going to let Joe kind of finish up this slide. We want to talk a little bit about the process involved. First of all, you have your happy project team going along, doing all good things EPLC, and they're getting ready to prepare for their stage gate. You have an integrated project team. Everybody's cohesive, working together, following the EPLC processes. They got all things healthy with their project. They're ready. They're saying, we're going to proudly go forth and be transparent and do our stage gate. Everybody says that every time they prepare. So we'll enter the prepare and revise process. We have verified we have all of our deliverables. We have done our project review. We have addressed our risk. We have answered all questions that any business owner or participant or stakeholder may have. And now we're ready to get our critical partners involved at this point, right? Wrong. If you hadn't had your critical partners involved but long before this, you're way behind the eight balls. Critical partners are integrated members of your project team. So make sure in preparing for your stage gate, you have already involved your critical partners and addressed their concerns and questions. And Joe's going to talk about that involvement of those critical partners at the National Center, because really that's where the rubber hits the road.
It's interesting, because I got a question from some of the enterprise critical partners saying, what's our role? Well, their role really is to train the local critical partners. to teach them what to look for. The critical partners that really, as Kevin says, is where the rubber hits the road, is your local critical partners. They're the ones who should be involved. There should be no surprises for them. When you get to step two and you have your package ready for stage gate, they should have helped you prepare that package. They should be fully informed, and it should really be a review for them to go through and say that. If there's risks or conditions that are going to be added to that, chances are, if your critical partners are engaged the way they should be engaged in a project, they will know that before they even see the package, and you will know that as a project manager because they'll already told you, and they will identify those well in advance. And that is the role of the critical partners. The critical partners really are the ones who go through this, and they look at your package, and they say, all right, this looks great, but here's a risk, or here's an issue that may come up that we want to make sure that these conditions are met so we can mitigate that. Now, it doesn't mean that has to be done right there. That means that's attached to the stage gate review form, that is put on there in addition to all the other documentation you had, that the critical partner report is right up front. But like Kevin said, those things should not be a surprise to you because you should have engaged your critical partners well ahead of time, and these should be well known. One of the best stage gates I went to was one by ITSO when they came and said, here's our issues, here's our conditions already ahead of time. So when we reviewed it at the enterprise level, they had already identified things. There was really nothing for us to really dig into because they had already done all the work ahead of time. And they did the work ahead of time with their critical partners as a part of the integrated project team.
Now, I think there's some fear. Sometimes people don't know what to expect when they come before the gate. And they think that, okay, I'm going to go to the stage gate, and there's just going to be a panel of individuals who are just the smartest people on the face of the planet. And then they're going to open up my books, and they're going to go, I see that you chose to use SQL 2005 instead of Oracle version 10. I think you need to go rethink that. I don't think that you're going to hear those types of questions, because if you'll notice by pulling out your Waffle House placement that there's actually two swim lanes, one called stage gate reviews and the other one called project reviews. The technical, the geeky types like myself are doing the project reviews and should be asking questions during that particular review of the SQL versus Oracle, but the GEAT review is more an executive summary review by business and executive leadership in your organization. The questions are, were there any concerns expressed by your critical partners? Second, have you identified all risks and are we willing to accept those risks? Maybe three, what's the financial health of your project at this point? Thank you very much. Please proceed. Go away. That's about how long a well-prepared stage gate review should last. Am I right, Joe?
I'm pretty close.
All right, that's good enough for me.
As a matter of fact, from the enterprise level, one thing that we've learned, a well-prepared stage gate actually doesn't even, we've learned the last stage gate we did, we actually did by live meeting and let the enterprise people actually dial in and look at the live meeting online, because that is the level that we're looking at. We're looking at the executive summary level, and we're trusting the critical partners that they have done their due diligence in their subject matter expert area. And that's why they are the critical partners. They're the subject matter experts in each of these areas. They're the ones who do that detailed review. The enterprise folks, we're looking, like Kevin said, at those high-level questions. Now, some of us could probably dig into that technical area if we really wanted to, if we really had the time to. We don't. We want to make sure that the subject matter experts of the areas have reviewed those and make sure that they feel that it is healthy. And I think it's the same at the local governance as well. When you look at the local governance and what they're reviewing the similar methodology. They're not going to go and say, now, why did you choose Agile Scrum instead of Waterfall? You know, do you trust your coders that much? Do you, you know, they're not going to look at that. They're not going to look at those types of methodologies. That's going to be determined down at the subject matter expert level.
So why do my children brush their teeth? Because they feel that they fear the master.
Now,
because they know that there's a stage gate, and they learn to start preparing, and they come to find that the scrutiny at the stage gate is so much better because they've already prepared. There's no going to be any surprises. I'm not surprised, they're not surprised, and we're all much happier family because of it. Amen.
Now I'm actually going to take that a step beyond.
Okay.
Because then there's the critical stage gate, the executive, the enterprise stage gate, and that's when they go to the dentist.
That's where we start saving the money.
Well, and see, this is something I've done in my family, and I'll show it, and I'll relate it back to how we do things here. In my family, if my kids, I got four, if my kids can go to the dentist and nobody has cavities, well, actually, each individual, if they go to the dentist, they don't have a cavity, they each get $25. That's a heck of a lot cheaper than a cavity fill. So, and then if all four don't have cavities, which hasn't happened for a while, then they each get $50.
It's still cheaper than paying the dental bill.
It still is. It still is cheaper than paying the dental bill.
That motivates them because the message is you get funding for your project next year if you're within budget this year.
That helps. Also, probably one of the neatest things that we've started to do, and Peggy's bugging me to make sure we do this on the last stage gate, is as you pass a stage gate at the executive level, you will get a certificate signed off by the chairs of the committee that passed it, and you will get that back to you saying, yes, I passed the stage gate. Here is your reward.
And Peggy will give them $50 too?
We didn't go there. So
we'll give you a certificate saying this entitles you to $50 of something from CDC somewhere.
But no, you do get that reward. You do get that certified to say, yes, I passed that. And that's something that is a valuable task. I mean, just to have that paper in hand saying, you know, yes, I did a good job as a project manager. Yes, we did a good job as making sure we met the criteria. And that is the motivation. So we want to make sure that we have that ability to continue to move forward.
Who's going to sign those certificates, do you know?
You.
Right. It'll be a collector's edition after I'm fired.
Who signs it'll depend on the decisions.
That could be a collector's item. Just like this.
Do we all get to sign that?
And by the way, we're going to auction this off later on. I know, we're going to have to come up with some creative. Do we have raffle tickets or something that we can raffle this thing off?
No.
Okay.
No.
I might just throw it out in the audience and let everybody fight over it. Because I've been wearing it all day. What's the roles?
Who's doing what?
Project manager. The world circles around the project manager. The success or the death of the project. No pressure is on the project manager. The project manager ensures that all the preparatory work and the coordination and the communication takes place. Other than that, they don't really have much to do. You take the next.
The integrated project team, those who support the project manager, these are the ones who make sure that you're evaluating the project deliverables, that you're participating in the stage gate review meetings, you're monitoring any corrective actions on there. As a project manager, your integrated project team, including your critical partners, make or break you. Take care of them. They serve you well if they do their jobs, and that's really. All right. Stage gate review leads, the civic, they schedule the stage gate meetings, and they collect and distribute the appropriate documentation. They coordinate with the governance to make sure that all the authorities is at the stage gate to make sure that you have the proper people there, and they present findings and recommendations to the critical partner. So they also bring it back to there. So you actually have this at two levels. You have it at the local level where you have a team that makes sure it handles the stage gates for your governance. We also have that same thing at the enterprise level to make sure that we have those for the IRGC.
And also we have the role of the IR governance committees, the stage gate reviewers, primarily to make a go, no-go decision as to whether your project continues on to the next portion of the phase or the next phase itself. They review and accept the risks that are identified with your project. They review the recommendations of critical partners and then give you a decision of to approve or approve conditions and things to fix. But there's a few other folks that we wanted to make sure you recognize, those people who we often seem to forget. We know them as stakeholders. Always keep those folks in the back of your mind, because if you're going to produce the best IT project humankind has ever known, and nobody wants it, is that a success? It's a successful IT system that we spent gobs of money on and nobody's wanting. So make sure you kind of have an idea of what your stakeholders want somewhere along there. Keep them involved. The end users of your IT system. Ever heard of CDC building a system that the end users go, that's not what I wanted? So maybe we want to talk to them along the way. You have a lot of support personnel. You have the CIPIC office, who's always willing to jump in there and help us out. They got the EA office, all those critical partner type offices. And it's always really good to keep your FMO people happy. Where's FMO? You agree with that? She's giving me a thumbs up. And our external and state and local. This is becoming even more important. If any of you have spent any time listening to Dr. Frieden, he touts probably more than anything support for the state and local to make sure that those folks are involved in your process. So there's a whole world of stakeholders and invested interest individuals. You want to make sure that they stay involved in your projects.
So to wrap it up, hopefully we kept you awake. Stage gates are integral in the EPLC process. They are the temperature check to make sure that you're healthy on your project. You need to have the governance in place, both the National Center Office governance. They have to be structured, and you have to have your critical partners identified. And there is latitude to deciding who does the gates. As I said, they can be delegated. You can create within your national centers and your offices different levels at which the gates are done and how they're completed. All that documentation is in the EPLC documentation.
So the closing word today is trust, but verify, brush your teeth twice a day, and wash behind your ears. Thank you very much.